All right, folks, welcome back to Clarity First. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you cut through the noise and laser focus on what truly matters. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly battling with your inner critic? You know that voice that whispers all those not good enough things whenever you stumble? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But here's the thing, cultivating self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for mistakes. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Wouldn't you be way more supportive and encouraging towards your best friend who just bombed an exam than you are towards yourself when that happens? Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done, right? But trust me, the benefits are huge. Self-compassion can seriously boost your mental well-being, reduce stress, and even improve your relationships. It's like giving yourself a mental health superpower. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner champion. Number 1. Understand that being human means making mistakes. Seriously, it's part of the deal. Nobody is perfect. Not you, not me, not even that super organized person you see on Instagram. Embrace those imperfections, they are what make us unique and relatable. When you slip up, instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, it's about progress, not perfection. Number 2. Practice mindful self-talk. You know those negative thoughts that pop into your head? Those little voices whispering doubts and criticisms. Well, it's time to reframe them. Challenge those negative thoughts with kindness and understanding. Ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we saying it to ourselves? Start replacing those harsh inner critics with encouraging words of support and self-love. Number 3. Cultivate gratitude. This one's a game changer. Focusing on the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your entire perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, the sunshine on your face, a genuine laugh with a friend. These simple joys can make a world of difference in how you feel about yourself and your life. Number 4. Practice self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Taking time for yourself to recharge and do things that bring you joy is crucial for mental well-being. Think about what nourishes your soul. Reading, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply indulging in a hot bath. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Number 5. Remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. This is the foundation of it all. Don't let anyone, including yourself, tell you otherwise. Embrace your strengths, acknowledge your challenges, and treat yourself with the same kindness and respect that you deserve. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine, sir, a hardworking college student juggling classes, exams, and part-time job. She's stressed out, feeling overwhelmed, and constantly comparing herself to others. Sound familiar? She starts to spiral into negative self-talk, telling herself she's not good enough, that she'll never succeed. But then she remembers a recent podcast episode about self-compassion. Sir takes a deep breath, reminds herself that making mistakes is part of the learning process, and practices some mindful gratitude for the amazing support system she has around her. She decides to take a break from studying, go for a walk in nature, and listen to her favorite music, simple acts of self-care that help her feel grounded and recharged. Sarah realizes that being kind to herself isn't a weakness, it's a strength. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these practices into your daily life and witness the incredible power of self-compassion for yourself. Remember, folks, clarity comes from within. Don't be afraid to show yourself some love along the way. Until next time, stay focused and keep striving towards that inner peace. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra self-love in their life. You never know who might benefit from hearing this message.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.